Hello, this is Lloyd Williams, and you are listening to the Compass Heading Podcast. I discuss topics to help you build your team infrastructure, improve your marketing, and create a unique client experience. For more information, go to my website at LloydWilliamsInc.com. Client surveys are a popular topic today, as advisors try to regain trust lost over the past several years. Surveys are done in many ways and have various results. Most are done by mail, though some are conducted by phone. Some people hire outside survey companies, and many people do them themselves by sending out a questionnaire to their clients directly and compiling the results when they return. For the best results, it's best to do what's called a blind survey, where the client realizes that the information they put on the survey will not reveal who they are, and that the company conducting the survey or receiving the results will receive only the results as a composite of the total number of participants, and their individual responses won't be identifiable to them. These are normally done by outside services. But more often than not, many surveys are done just as a series of questions written out, typed out, and sent out to a client to answer and turn back in. And more often than not, they reveal more to the clients than they do to the company. In other words, the questions asked tell the client more about what your concerns are than the answers tell you what you're looking for. Because the questions tend to be more generic, they're not specific enough, and the client's response, because many people don't enjoy doing surveys, those who do participate tend to give cryptic answers, short. If they're multiple choice, then the answers are already predefined. But the questions themselves reveal a lot about what the company's concerned about, and that can be good or bad. Another issue with surveys is that the percentage willing to participate is substantially smaller than the total number of surveys sent out. Most people don't enjoy doing surveys. I don't like them, and I find that many people I know don't enjoy doing them. So the people who respond tend to be a small minority of the population or of any demographic group. What you find is the vocal minority tend to have overwhelming influence over the silent majority. It's a game of averages. You're not looking for the response from your best clients or from even those clients who have the greatest influence over your future, but those who are willing to participate in a survey. And you tend to get grouped into two large areas: those who love you or feel very comfortable with you and want to say thank you in a way of participating in the survey, and those who are upset or have some problem with you and want to have a chance to use this as a sounding board for their gripes or concerns. A percentage always shows up on the surveys. Most people ask, would you be willing to refer this company to other people? And the answer always comes back, there's a large percentage of the clients who are willing to refer business. The question I always wonder is, why don't they? Again, this reveals one of the concerns with surveys. You can say almost anything on a survey, but what you say or what you write down could be substantially different than what you're willing to do. For this and many other reasons, I believe surveys are a big mistake. The responses typically come from the wrong clients. The people you're really wanting to hear from are those clients that write you checks, that pay the bills. The top part of your client base that you really want to try to clone and duplicate over and over again. But they tend to be the exact same clients who don't normally participate in surveys. Mass marketers love surveys. They find that they're able to get a broad spectrum response, and because their marketing methodology, being mass marketing, is looking for the averages, they're playing a game of numbers. They've got to send out thousands of flyers to get a few people to respond and buy something or to come in to the business for the special sale day. So from a mass marketing perspective, surveys are capturing and reaching the exact same audience they're looking to attract in their normal marketing methods. But in an attraction-based business where you're target marketing, predominantly high net worth individuals and families, these clients tend not to participate in surveys, so the responses you get are not their answers or their concerns or their issues. Without knowing the issues and concerns and topics that are of most importance to the group we're really going after, we're really gathering information that is meaningless, for all practical terms, to our target audience. We're getting information that focuses our businesses on the average, on the mean, on the larger market out there that's not really the client base we're going after. So the answers, this shotgun approach, scatters our energies and our efforts in too many directions that are not the targeted focus that our true clients have. The other problem with surveys is we tend to get a response to our view of the issues. Because the questions are couched in terms to make it easier for the client to respond, we tend to ask a question and then give a multiple choice answer from the check a box, rather than having the client write out a long essay type answer, which they won't do at all. So the answers that we place as the multiple choices only come from our storehouse of possible answers, not having the ability to be inside the head of our top clients. We might not even realize there's other possible responses or answers to this question that we haven't even thought of. And because of this, we miss out. I believe there's a better solution than doing client surveys, either by phone or by mail out to the bulk of your clients. It's to narrow your focus to your most valuable advocates. Over the years, I had a large group of clients that I concentrated on as advocates, that I looked to for counsel and advice on matters that concern my business and my personal life. By seeking out the counsel and advice of our best clients, we're tapping into a resource that is tremendous. Many times our clients have had experiences both in their personal life and business life that far outreach our own experiences. Many of our clients have run companies larger than our firms. They've dealt with specific knowledge, specific areas of concern and interest that we can benefit from by taking the opportunity to just ask them. So occasionally when I had an issue that I was concerned about, whether it was business or personal, I would call up three or four top clients who I valued their expertise, who were investing in our business because they were our largest clients, who were paying the bulk of our bills. They had a vested interest in our lives and our business being run and being smoother in an operational basis. For that reason, they were willing to participate. Because they were approached one-on-one, they would take the time. It's a simple script. You just call up and ask, "Mr. Jones, can I bother you for a few moments to ask your counsel and advice on an issue concerning my business? I have some decisions to make going forward, and I'd respect and value your counsel and your advice on what I might do." In my career, not one client ever turned us down on that offer. Not one. They were all willing to help us think through these issues. I found that the advice I got by asking several of the top clients would be consistent and help me focus these decisions in a direction that were beneficial. But at the same time, the client was being drawn into the practice as they were partnering up with us. Not only did we get an essay answer as they spoke and gave us their response, and we weren't getting a checklist or multiple choice response that we had predetermined, we left it open-ended to whatever their advice was. Because they had the opportunity to deal with one specific issue and elaborate, we got new insights, new ways of looking at issues that we hadn't thought of ourselves and probably never would have. So the first suggestion I have is don't send out a survey to your clients in the mail or over the phone or hire a third-party group. Identify those key people in your life and focus on them and just seek their counsel. By doing this, you laser your action for an exponential result rather than using a shotgun approach that the responses are so varied that you end up diluting your efforts and your energy is scattered all over the place going in many directions. Here you can focus in and laser those actions, and that's where the greater results come. Allow your clients to lead you sometimes. We tend, as the expert in our client relationship, to folks that feel that we're supposed to lead all the time. I found it was very valuable over my career to allow the client sometimes to lead and to give advice and counsel. So the process is very simple. First, select the group of clients who buy your services and are clients you want to clone as advocates. Call them individually, number two, and ask for their counsel and advice about specific issues that you need answers to. And then step number three, listen to them. Listen carefully to what they say. Number four, correct the weaknesses. Implement the changes that they suggest as they fit and work in with what you're doing. And then lastly, over time, convert them to reference sources and later to referral sources as they partner up with you strategically in growing your practice. By taking these simple steps, I believe you can get substantially greater results for less effort, time, and money, but more meaningful results that apply specifically to your practice. I hope you have found this topic helpful. For more information, go to my website at LloydWilliamsInc.com.